views and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Other people order for you at a restaurant?
He'll have the small lyonnaise.
No, I won't. Or pick the movie you're going to see?
She'd like a ticket to Attack on Rage Mountain.
Really?
Now, come on. So why would you let others make all the important decisions about how your life is going to be when you get older? I mean, is it okay with you if your kids decide where you're going to live?
My kids? Are you ready?
Are you kidding?
Or perfect strangers choose who will be taking care of you?
Not gonna happen.
No, Better visit longtermcare.gov, the trusted information site that helps you find your own path forward without selling you anything. It takes you step by step through everything you need to consider about aging and all your options. Longtermcare.gov. Stay in charge by planning now or pay later.
How about a mohawk?
How about a mohawk? How about I put my foot right... Oh, hi, honey.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness. From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation. For us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.
Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know you're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
In the mood to listen to good radio and interesting topics? Then don't touch that dial and listen to WWDB Talk 860.
Introducing the YMCA. What, you already know the Y? Or so you think. Sure, you know the Y for a swim, a workout, even a game of hoops. But did you know we're more than that? We're a cause. When you take your jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Take a cardio class while kids are in an after-school enrichment program. Practice your downward-facing dog as a teen practices her leadership skills. That's the Y. We work with people no matter their age, income, or background, and give them the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive, all with one simple goal in mind, to strengthen our community. and we've got so much more that does just that. So while you might think of the Y as that place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. Introducing the Y. We're so much more than a place. We're a cause. Visit ymca.net/more.
In May of 2000, Dave O'Carnikar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curves, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
Wow, it's hot outside.
Trying to find something to do to stay cool this summer?
Yeah, what do you got?
How about you listen to WWDB 860 if you have a phone, then you have a radio. Listen while you're sitting by the pool, catching some sun, on the beach, or taking a walk with the dog. You can listen to WWDB 860 on the AM dial or on WWDBAM.com. That's WWDBAM.com.
Statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Hey, this is the Briz and Rashad Experience, here to make your Monday, and what a fantastic Monday it is.
Yes, it is.
I am your pal, Briz. I'm here with my guy, my lover, Rashad. I call him Shad Angel. Shad the short shot. Rashad, say it twice because it's so nice. Hello, sir.
I'll take it all. Glad to be with you on WWDB 860 AM. And to our live listeners, glad to... You're tuning in and glad to be with you, Brizaran. Uh-huh. Nobody beats the Briz.
Nobody.
And stay out of my business.
Oh, my goodness. welcome.
Yeah.
Well, today is a good day to talk about what? What are we talking about today?
Whatever we want to talk about.
Oh, my. What do you want to talk about, brother?
Well, you know, as we get into it, I came across a significant anniversary on Throwback Lounge. It's been 25 years last week since the cancellation of one of our favorite shows, Different World.
Oh.
And I started thinking about A Different World being a kid. We were 5 years old.
When it started?
Yeah, 1987.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a spinoff from The Cosby Show, R.I.P. William H. Cosby.
R.I.P.
and just how the show evolved and its cultural impact and thinking about that and thinking about black TV today. So what are your...
Wait a minute. You're telling me we were five when A Different World started?
Oh, yeah. I was. Maybe you weren't.
Excuse me.
I was five, staying alive. Give me five on the black-hand side.
I don't know about that one. Okay.
Hair was fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Yeah.
You were five.
Yeah.
No, A Different World, first of all, is one of the greatest spinoffs ever.
Yeah.
I think if we all remember, it was Denise who was going to college, right, from The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
And she went to an HBCU. Shout out to HBCUs everywhere.
Everywhere.
And just had an experience of what real life was supposed to be about,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
But she only lasted one season, right?
Yeah, and, they were a upper-class black family, and her going to be on her own and really seeing how the world was. Yeah, she lasted one season because she would wind up getting pregnant by... I wish I knew his first stage name. Moon. It was, the last name was Moon before he blew up and became Lenny Kravitz. And Zoe Kravitz, today's great actress in her own right. And she became pregnant. Mr. Cosby got her right off of that show. And they revamped it. You know, the first, if you look at, I'm not a first season A Different World
I
fan.
Am. I
it's
am.
I.
It was good.
You know, we see the, you know, it's cool. Marissa Tomei's in there.
I love Marissa Tomei. I loved her character. I always think that's what, oh my goodness. Hey, it's Briz and Rashad Experience.
Yo.
I'm your pal Briz. I'm here with my guy Rashad. I also call him Shad the Shore Shot, Shad Angel, Shad Fantastic. Shad, we was rushing on today.
Oh man, it was, this traffic was crazy out there. Just called me Shad Batmobile today. We did some wild stuff. We're glad to be with you all.
On today, we're here to make your Monday, and what a fantastic Monday it is.
Most definitely. How was your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic.
Should be. You was with me.
Oh, wow. That's so humble of you.
Yeah, you know.
Your humility is astounding.
On fleek, as they say. Or they used to say last year.
Your humility is astounding. It never ceases to amaze me. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I had a super fantastic weekend. I was, I performed Thursday night at Twisted Tail. I had the opportunity to open up for Lamont Caldwell,
yes,
who is a pretty big deal in the music industry.
Most definitely.
Played with
the Roots.
With the Roots.
Toured with
Jay-Z.
Our
favorite, Jay-Z. Oh, yeah. And he's a pretty accomplished musician. And he had me do an acoustic set for him. And so that was a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, we did the Ladybug Festival in Delaware. Now, the Ladybug Festival is the largest festival that celebrates women in music.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, I guess there was the, what was that, Lilith Fair?
The Lilith Fair, yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Was there any R&B acts in the Lilith Fair?
Not that I recall.
I do not recall. Well, the Ladybug had...
I don't know if Mary J. Did that. It would have better
maybe
been,
we should do
Mary
some research.
J.
Maybe she did.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah, let's Google that.
Yeah, so the Ladybug, though, right now, currently is the largest festival in the country that celebrates women in music.
Yes.
And they had lots and lots of women-led bands.
Yeah.
All different varieties. I think the act that went on before me was like a folk kind of singer-songwriter group, and there was some rocking chicks and some R&B chicks and some all kinds of chicks.
Yeah, and shout out to Jeremy and Gail, Gable Ventures crew, for having us. It was a great weekend down there in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware. Great music scene in Wilmington, Delaware. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to my guy, Darnell Miller, who is not only a huge support system in the area, but just an all-around great guy and musician.
Fantastic musician in his own right.
Yeah, we're going to have him up here sometime soon.
Yeah.
What genre would you say is Darnell? I would say he's like blues, right?
Blues, soul, gospel,
jazz. He has a project
jazz
out called Jesus and Jameson, and that tells you all you need to know.
Fantastic title.
Yeah, Jesus and Jameson. Oh, yeah, real good bluesy, good guitar sound,
yeah,
Darnell got going on.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to him.
Yeah.
While we're talking about genres,
yeah,
today we planned on talking about R&B, good R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And for a few reasons. One, yesterday was not the king of R&B, because the king of R&B, everybody knows that Bobby Brown is the king of R&B. We all know that, right? Bobby
well,
Brown.
Well, what's R&B without the aura?
The aura.
R.I.P.
Jeez. Yeah. But Keith Sweat's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought maybe we'd do a top five Keith Sweat, but I can't stand more than two songs
consecutively.
You better
watch your mouth. I know that.
I know he's your R&B hero.
Listen.
But, yeah, and you know what? He is he's a superb R&B, I don't want to say pioneer, but.
Yeah, sure.
Pioneer, you want
New
say?
Jack Swing.
Okay.
He had probably, him and Al B. Sure, had the most successful New Jack Swing R&B solo LPs.
Wait a minute.
And he's
what?
Way more successful than Al B. Sure.
Okay. Because I'm trying to figure out how they're in the same. He and Al B. Sure
The New Jack Swing. The New Jack Swing sound.
Bobby Brown.
No, he has the most successful.
Yes. Yeah. So I saw him say, how would you say?
But Bobby Brown has one album.
Oh.
Maybe two.
Okay. And Albie Shore has.
We're talking about Keith Sweat.
I know, but you said Albie Shore.
But I was like, I forgot about
it. It took me aback.
During that time, night and day, big records.
Okay, it just threw me for a doozy.
Happy birthday, Keefe.
Everybody knows that Bobby Brown is the king of R&B, JT Thomas. so I wanted to make sure that we gave a little bit of a tribute to Keith Sweat because I know you love him.
Yeah.
And, and it got me to thinking about the state of R&B.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so first of all, what's your favorite Keith Sweat song?
Oh, man, probably Keep It Coming.
Shut up, really?
If not Keep It Make You or Keep It Coming or Don't Stop Your Love.
Okay, because here
I love them all.
Here's what's funny. I totally had Keep It Coming as my favorite.
I'm kissing you.
I don't know why.
It was hot. And JoJo Davis and Power 99 played it relentlessly.
Keep it coming.
Indeed.
Girl, I want you.
And we forget to mention Keith, right? Keith Sweat is a great writer.
Yes.
Writing with Drew Hill.
Wrote, wow, I didn't
know this. Let Me Lick You Up and Down. What's that called?
Silk.
Silky wrote that. All the stuff for LSG. Was a great writer. Wrote Johnny Kemp, Just Got Paid, Friday Night. That's Keith Sweat's work.
That's probably his biggest, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Most
that
definitely.
That is in heavy rotation every Friday.
Yeah, he had a lot of number one hits that he wrote for other people.
Yeah. So we want to say happy birthday to Mr. Keith Sweat. You know, Cut Close?
Cut Close, yeah, most definitely. And he keeping R&B alive. Has his own radio show. He's still promoting,
currently
playing, very popular radio show at that, talking about R&B.
Do you think I am an R&B purist? You know what I mean? Are we elitist?
Yeah, traditionalist in a sense.
Yeah,
could be. You have tendencies.
Because I have concerns.
Concerns about what?
About the state of R&B. You got to say it with
that
drama.
That sounds like a Tavis Smiley CNN conference.
The state of R&B. Is R&B in crisis?
Oh, man. It's rough out there.
For a pimp or for R&B artist?
Both of them.
Yeah.
But definitely for R&B. And just think how when we were growing up, 80s and 90s,
mm-hmm.
That was the most profitable black music. And look how the diversity we had. We can throw Whitney Houston in there, even though she was slightly more pop.
Yeah.
But the beginning,
well, her,
you know, You Give Good Love, that's R&B that just happened to cross over.
You Give Good Love.
We had her. We had Luther Vandross, Freddie Jackson, Anita Baker,
mm-hmm.
Sade.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Listen to the diversity of, you know.
Right, because Luther and what's my man? Keith Sweat are
polar opposites,
but they're still both R&B.
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah. One's a standstill vocalist and Keith Sweat is crying and begging and jumping around. All of them can fit under the umbrella of R&B. Yeah, just, you know, and just the groups. They're extinct.
Yeah.
And don't nobody say nothing about no Day 26.
Day? What? Why not?
Because they always get mentioned in the groups. You will not put Day 26 next to no Boys to Men.
Why not?
And Jodeci under my watch.
What about B2K?
Fantastic group.
But not Day 26.
You act like you didn't. You remember when you wanted the bum, bum, bum.
So you're telling me Day 26 cannot be mentioned, but B2K can be mentioned.
You ever seen B2K dance? Have you ever seen Little Fizz? Razzby.
What about Troop?
I like Troop. I don't like them vocally, but they could dance. They really could. They were great dancers and great performers.
Yeah. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
I don't think that I'm a purist, or not even an elitist, but I remember who were we listening to and they were making an argument about breaking down the genre of rap when it came to
Scarface.
Scarface said that we should have different kinds of rap when it came to giving awards. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened to R&B, and it kind of diluted the genre in a way.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like the different kinds of R&B. Like back in the day, before there was a You and I, when black music was first getting on the radio, mm-hmm. it was just race records.
Yep.
So if you were black and you made music, it was called a race record, right? Mm-hmm. And then what? Then that broke down to rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues, soul.
And then there was soul music.
Yep.
And then there was what? Adult contemporary R&B.
What? Then it became traditional.
Like, what R&B. Are the, what are, like, so you're going to tell me what Layla Hathaway does
yep.
is somehow so much more different than what Faith or Mary J. Blige does, that she has to have her own, she has to have her own category. It's just too much for me.
I think it's a way to really label and categorize them in a way to cut budgets. Because the more popular, quote unquote, R&B, the Layla Hathaways of the world or the more traditional, they don't sell as much. When I hear traditional, when you get in that one, those are the non-sellers. Like, but you have a Solange who now, her and The Weeknd are urban contemporary R&B.
Urban contemporary R&B. What? Whatever. I was going to say, do you have definitions for these things?
Nope.
No, I don't either.
I don't think they do neither.
I just, I don't understand. Because like I said, I like all of it. Like when I hear Bryson Tiller.
Yeah.
And I think, and he says what he does is trap soul. I get it.
Yep.
Which I get it, but also how is that different from hip hop and R&B? Like the what,
sure.
You know what I mean? So now we got a whole nother, sect of R&B music.
Let's look at the Grammys. Best R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Urban contemporary.
Those are the three that they're giving you?
Yeah. And urban contemporary, it's considered a subgenre of the R&B field. Who made that up? Somebody.
I'll tell you who made it up.
Who?
Diddy.
You think?
When
you think he wanted to go that far with it?
When Diddy started calling Mary J. Blige the queen of hip-hop soul, they had to make... I feel like that's when things started moving in another direction. Okay. Not that it was a bad direction.
Sure.
Let me make that clear. Like, I love Mary. I love what she does. I love, I love the vocalizing over the hip-hop beats. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It makes my heart sing. But then there's this whole thing where the whole, like, the direction that R&B music was moving. So when somebody like Jill Scott or somebody like Erykah Badu in music, and when all those guys come out, they got to make up a whole new genre. But they were just doing R&B.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really listen to it, it's just R&B music. But because of the direction of popular R&B, they had to call them what? Neo-soul.
Yeah. Yeah. And today's pop, and that's when the most popular music was becoming soul and R&B. But now the most popular music is hip hop.
The most popular music on the planet is hip hop.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I love that.
Love it.
But
it kind of R&B music caught the short end of the stick on that.
I don't understand. Right. That's what I don't understand. How come we can't have both, and how come we can't? Why does it have to be? Why do we have to have a remix of LMA song? Boot up.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that was a disaster.
Bidi da do. Just a really good R&B song.
Yeah, just like it is.
It's just a great
Y'all
R&B
let T-Pain
song.
T-Pain jump on it.
T-Pain.
Fabulous, fabulous. R.I.P. used to
Nicki
be my
Minaj.
Guy. Nicki Minaj. No, it was. I would be hurt if her and Daniel.
Her, yeah,
remix
her and
that.
Yeah,
it's perfect just the way it is.
There's no reason to remix her and Daniel.
And radio changed, especially locally. We're in the Philadelphia market. Remember, DAS would not play certain stuff.
Yes.
You listen to it now, it's kind of the same.
Sorry, the same. All the radio stations are the same. So we don't live in the Philadelphia area anymore. We live in New Jersey. And when we come home and we're trying to figure out the radio stations, they all sound exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is the throwback station? Who is the, you know, the hip hop station? Who's the R&B station? Who's the young? Who's the old? We don't know. It all sounds exactly the same.
Mm.
And it's breaking my heart. That's
breaking my heart.
That's R&B. Mint Condition is R&B.
That's R&B.
That's R&B, y'all.
Yeah,
Is it?
Live music, live instrumentation. Speaking of Sade.
Speaking of Sade.
There's a rumor going out there.
What is the rumor?
She's in the studio.
Doing what?
Creating new music.
Oh.
And what I love about Sade, she's not ever going to be moved by current trends or popularity or what's happening in the industry.
She never was.
She makes it when she feels like it. But how does a Sade fit in today's music scene?
How does she fit in any music
streaming
scene? She never did.
In a streaming...
Well,
she has a devoted following.
Right. She always did well. But she never fit in. And she was on that one radio station. Like we were saying, the stations were different.
Yeah.
And there's the station that didn't play hip-hop and who had the smoother, kind of more mellow sound.
Mm-hmm.
She fit into that.
Yeah.
But now there is no such place.
No such place.
So if she comes out with new music, I mean, by the way, her last new piece of music was featured on A Wrinkle in Time.
Yes.
She did one song for that. And then before that was 2012. Was that the last time she recorded?
Maybe 10, 12. Soldier of Love album.
Soldier of Love.
Let's look up. That's a long time. That's an eternity today when everybody's dropping mixtapes and on Instagram every week.
How well can she do in the streaming era? Like, nobody goes and... Can you even go and buy a CD anyplace?
Child.
Have we tried this? I don't know the last time I... Can you go to Target and Walmart and purchase a CD? You know, go to Sam Goody and get
your
CD. But you can't do that anymore.
Sam Goody.
Remember that?
Man, Sam Goody and Tower Records. Jeez, it's 2010 Soldier of Love.
2010 was the last time Sade released a body of work. And so she is going to attempt to do it now, which I would love for her too, but I don't understand. How does it work? Like, listen, the biggest stars in the industry, Jay-Z and Beyonce, released music maybe 3 to 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And after about 2 days, we were on to the next thing
because
of the speed and the demand of, you know, digital living.
Like, you don't get to sit with the music as long.
You don't get to sit with the music anymore. So I'm trying to... And her music is sit down and listen.
You know what happens? You're on to the next one.
Okay.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there,
sir. School, school.
That's why we love you. Yeah, but Sade has sit down and listen music.
Yeah, yes.
And I don't know how she'll do.
Yeah.
But like you said, she's never been really concerned about the trends and what's actually happening in the music scene. She just always puts out she just puts out good music, right?
Yes.
And we adapt to her.
Yeah.
We make room for her.
And she's always going to be able to fill up arenas.
Right. So
you know, the last tour was big.
So is anybody going to care if it doesn't sell well?
Yeah. I don't think it bothers her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I thought about maybe that's why Anita Baker is saying farewell.
Anita Baker, oh man,
those are the folks we grew up on.
And you, so you're saying,
and here's what's funny: they all were selling a lot of records.
You know who's R&B and has not given up the fight?
Oh.
Charlie Wilson.
Woo! Listen.
Charlie Wilson still makes new music.
Man. He's R&B and funk.
Is in this digital age, is relevancy important?
Mm.
Is it important? Like, he stays relevant because he's on Snoop stuff. He's on Justin stuff.
And he can say, tweet it, tweet it, tweet it, tweet it. You know, when you can do that, you always going to be around. You always going to be around if you can do that.
Yeah.
And he's like in rare air because can do the traditional R&B. But everybody, the young people still would love to have him do a hook.
Right.
Remember we was listening to him. He was like, I must have had a turn down because he refuses to go too far away from his core audience.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. Can we do this? I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying.
Not supposed to.
Okay. Can we, did we listen to Sade yet? Brett, can we listen to Sade? Let's do that. We're going to take a quick, let's listen to Sade Paradise. Sit down and listen to Sade, y'all. Says that. What, this is not a rap album.
The Briz and Rashad Experience. We do have a sponsor this week. Shout out to the sponsors.
You excited about that?
Yes. It's an important announcement. The Dr. Charles R. Drew Blood Drive is presented by the Omega Lambda Chapter of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity, Inc. in association with Black Nurses Rock of Philadelphia. Shout out to Dr. Bryant. Mount Moriah Temple Baptist Church. The Campus of Care Center for Women's and Children's Health and Research, the Red Tent Organization, the Southeastern PA Area Black Nurses Association, Help Save a Life. It's happening on Saturday, August 4th, 2018 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mount Moriah Baptist Church, 410 Wharton Street, Philadelphia, PA, zip code 19147. Do you know that one pint of blood can save a life? If you're available and in the area, please drop by the Charles R. Drew Blood Drive.
How many pints? Just one pint of blood save a life? Yeah. In 2007, I had a blood transfusion.
Yeah.
It was very scary for me. They told me I was afraid to do it. I was afraid to get the blood. And they told me, if you go home, we don't know how long it'll last. You could drop dead once, as soon as you get home.
Indeed.
And so I had to have a blood transfusion. I am B positive. That's my blood type, y'all. Isn't that a coinky dink?
Let's see
B
what you
positive.
Did there. Let's see what you did there. And we're thankful for the work of all our nurses, our medical personnel, and especially to the Black Nurses Rock of Philadelphia. Dr. Brian, we thank you for your support this week.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, back to this R&B.
Yeah.
Can
you still spell R&B without the aura, though?
R.I.P. R.I.P. Listen, the aura. What's his name? R. Kelly.
Robert Kelly. Yo, he dropped a 19-minute song today, and he can keep it.
I guess he's trying to explain himself. Ooh. Or I'm not really sure what the goal of this new song is called. Is it called I Admit It?
I Admit It.
I'm not sure what exactly he's admitting. I heard only clips of it, and he's not admitting much. He's just saying, he's just, you know,
dog,
acknowledging that he knows that we're talking about him and that we are disappointed and disgusted with him.
And disgraced.
Yeah.
And I'm not stepping to the name of love for nobody. I've been on straight.
You won't step to the left?
And you know.
Step to the right?
I will not.
Okay.
I will sit down. And won't even bob my head.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, back in the day, everybody knows I'm a Jay-Z guy.
Back
but
in the
before
day.
Then, I was an R. Kelly guy.
Oh, my gosh. Got to whisper it.
But I don't like no music that much.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. So I want to get back to, all right. We're trying to define what is R&B anymore. I heard somebody say that Bruno Mars is not R&B.
They're liars.
How is he not R&B? He is replicating the New Jack Swing.
And
is that not R&B?
They said it is.
Just because it's popular, listen, guys, just because something becomes popular doesn't mean that it stops being whatever else it is. It can be popular and be R&B as well.
And I've heard on a Questlove Supreme's podcast when he had Babyface on there, two-parter, and he said, who's the R&B you loving today? Said Bruno Mars.
Mm.
Teddy Riley. What did Teddy Riley say?
Teddy Riley. He did a tribute to himself at the Essence at the Essence Festival. Shout out to Teddy Riley.
I love that kind of stuff.
He did a tribute to himself at the Essence Festival, and he played Finesse. He said, "I didn't do this one, but it sounds like me, don't it?"
It sounds like me. I love that. That's something I would say. But and he loves Bruno.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Jam and Terry love him.
They love him as well.
And those were the ones creating that sound.
That
New Jack Swing, that R&B,
early 90s
dance,
R&B,
slow songs. They was doing it all.
Mm-hmm.
And what I loved about Bruno when he won, it's the first thing he said.
Yeah.
He shouted out all of them.
He couldn't wait to tell us.
And that
because he misses it too.
24 Karat is an R&B album.
Yeah, 24 Karat is good. That good R&B.
Oh my goodness, man. Yeah, and he's such a great writer. Putting the music together is just yeah. And I heard Jermaine Dupri say that he was trying to get Usher's new project to have that New Jack Swing, late 80s, 90s feel.
Mm.
So and people, and that was a great sound.
Yeah.
And it was Franklin from My Wife and Kids' favorite genre of music. Remember that?
No, it's his favorite composer. They said, Katie, who's Franklin's favorite composer? And she said, Beethoven. He said, no, Teddy Riley.
Yep.
Okay, so, all right. I don't want to sound like two old geezers who are just angry and don't know how to let the past go.
Because we're hip hop people now.
Don't know how to grow into the future.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to sound like that. So let us. Who is currently doing good R&B?
Is that a call in? Should people call in and tell us?
They can call us and tell us while we're talking about it. If you're not afraid, give us a call. We would love to hear what you guys think about R&B. Who do you think right now is doing really good R&B? And let me define really good R&B. There's no verse on it. There's no rap 16 on it.
Yeah.
It can have hip hop undertones in the tracks or whatever.
So can they say have scoot, scoot, scoot on it?
Scoot, scoot, scoot. I mean, if you're saying that, you're probably rapping, right? So good R&B, just vocals and instrumentation.
Yeah.
Who's doing that? Call us up and let us know. 1-888-329-3306. Did we tell Brett that we were going to open up the lines? We don't know. Brett's our engineer, guys. We got an engineer. Call us up and tell us, Brett. Who you
fantastic
think is
comedian.
Doing...
What's up, guys?
Who do you think is doing really good R&B right now? Right now, I am in love with her.
Yeah.
H-E-R. Her. She's doing really good music, guys.
She did a fantastic BET
performance. Yeah.
Just standing and singing.
Yeah.
No choreography. Standing and singing.
Yeah, she just sang. And then she brought out Daniel Caesar, who is also, in my opinion, doing really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just R&B.
And here's the thing. I lean on you for the modern stuff.
Yeah.
I'm more of a classic. So I'm always going to listen to older stuff. But you put me on, you and Camille.
Yeah.
BJ the Chicago Kid.
Our daughter Camille.
Lord have mercy. What's Dr. Juke's album?
Dr. Juke, yeah.
Dr. Juke got an album, y'all. If y'all haven't heard what Dr. Juke is putting down, you need to pick up what he's putting down. BJ Chicago Kid, that was, yeah, you liked that, didn't you? You would know because the Google commercial with my man, y'all just recently passed away, another R&B. I need you, you can make my heart. That whole album is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Angels is a song, BJ Chicago, that made me start checking him out.
Okay. I think also who we talked about LMA. Her most popular song is Boot Up, but she has a really great EP.
Okay.
She has just mad songs, and I believe she wrote the lyrics, and so shout out to her. I love a good songwriter.
Yes.
She has a really great project. Ro James, really sexy R&B.
I like him.
That's what's missing too. Not vulgar R&B. Mm. Like sexy, sensual.
Yeah.
Ro James got some of that, and Mary J. Blige has a new song.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
We gotta get that sound effect.
Next week we will have sound effects. Honestly, that's all. I can't think of anybody new and doing just plain good R&B. I can't think of anybody. Yeah.
And it's a shame, you know, we're Philadelphia area people, and I'm the Sound of Philadelphia kind of person. You know me, everybody knows I'm obsessed with Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. In our area, we come from such a great tradition of music writers and composers, and Dale Phonics, Phyllis Hyman, and the OJs, Teddy P. Don't hurt them, Teddy P.
Yeah.
And everything's being sampled today, and to see that type of singing and musicianship kind of fall to the side, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, I was at the Essence Festival, and I did see Lettucey, and she killed it. She's a phenomenal straight R&B artist.
Yeah.
Tank fussed us out because he said he was straight R&B, and we didn't purchase.
He's right.
Miguel, I think, he's teetering, but he's still pretty heavy on the R&B side.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great R&B artists. I want to highlight a local R&B artist.
All right. Is it me?
No, sir.
Oh.
Because I think we're not going to get to play all three songs that we had planned, but I want to make sure I play this song. This song is called Mean, and it's by an artist named Doug C. Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He did some session work for me. If you have my album, the song Dream, he is playing the keys on that song.
Beautiful song, beautiful playing.
I think he's on to something.
Yeah.
Just straight R&B. He's just singing, y'all, and it's good content.
Yeah.
So, let's throw to that. We're going to listen to Mean by Doug C. Jr.
Briz and Rashad Experience.
Chocolate. She says she wanna get to know me, tell her stop it. She wanna be my girlfriend and my side chick, post pics on trips, it's like she's my dip. Come pretty girl, why you act so mean? Please just vibe, come cool with me. I'm sorry you're addicted, but now we can't kick it. I just wanna be alone, I don't wanna answer my phone. I don't wanna go out on a date. I just wanna stay up real late and party with the real one. Now you're mad and you're on one. I assumed you was the real one. Now I know you're not a real one. You're not the real one. Tell me.
me, babe, why you so mean? Why you put on all these things? Why you got an attitude? Tell me what I did to you. Tell me, babe, why you so mean? Why you put on all these things? Why you got an attitude? Tell me what I did to you. Wasn't really supposed to happen, but these emotions got me trapped in. One minute you're the sweetest thing in the world, then you're two-faced, now I'm Batman. Come pretty girl, relax one time. Only time you chill is when you off that wine. Sparkling, shining. How I'm supposed to learn you when it's a new vibe? I just wanna be alone. I don't wanna answer my phone. I don't wanna go out on a date. I just wanna stay up real late. Party with the real one. Now you're mad and you're on one. I assumed you was the real one. Now I know you're not a real one. You're not the real one. Tell me, babe, why you so mean? Why you put on all these things? Why you got an attitude? Tell me what I did to you. Tell me, babe, why you so mean? Why you put on all these things? Why you got an attitude? Tell me what I did to you. Tell me, babe, why you so mean? Why you put on all these things? Why you got an attitude? Tell me what I did to you. Tell me, babe, why you so mean? Why you put on all these things? Why you got an attitude? Tell me why you gotta be so mean.
Was Doug C. Jr.
Dougie.
Philadelphia artist, independent artist. Make sure you support him. You can get his music anywhere that you get digital music legally. Make sure you pay for your music.
Please.
Independent artist needed. Do you know how many streams it takes to make a dollar?
Tell us.
Oh, God, it takes a lot.
it varies
across platforms. And you would think that, like, so if you go and you buy a single from like iTunes, 99 cents, you buy it, you pay your 99 cents, you make about 90 cents off of that as, you know, the artist or whatever, as independently. But when you do streaming, you think about Tidal and Apple Music and Google Play, YouTube, all that stuff. It varies across platforms, and it could take almost from, I think the least is like 756 streams before the artist sees a dollar. Just think about that. So, you know, if you have friends who have independent artist friends, make sure that you're streaming their music. Make sure you pay for their music. Like I said, that's Doug C. Jr. The song is Mean, and he's available on all streaming platforms. Y'all didn't call up yet. Y'all scared to talk to us. Y'all scared to tell us. We won't judge you on what you believe is good R&B. We will not. You want to do top five? We'll give you our top five.
Okay.
And this was hard. Doing a top five R&B.
I really did a top 10
albums. I did. Yeah, I got 10.
Well, let's do it.
I have a top five, and I have honorable mentions, and I think really.
Let's shoot our top fives real quick, our top tens. We shoot them real quick.
You shoot them real quick?
And hopefully some people will put some in on the live feed.
We are live on Rashad's Instagram.
Now, if y'all can't be dropping them to us at 6 o'clock.
No, we don't want them. We want y'all to call in. The number again is 1-888-329-3306. Mm-hmm. Call in. Tell us your top five R&B albums. Here we go. You want to hear mine? These are not in any particular order.
Yes.
They're just albums I love.
Mm.
Ready?
Yes.
John Legend, Get Lifted. Now, I feel like John Legend, Get Lifted, that album was when the dust settled from the neo-soul thing. Yep. Where it was like, oh, what's what?
Mm-hmm.
And he came in with Kanye, and Kanye then was considered a backpacker.
I was told I sound like him, too.
You were told that by an 8-year-old.
Bless him.
But okay.
I'll take it.
I think when the dust settled and we got Get Lifted, we got good music. John Legend created a classic and a standard with Ordinary People.
Listen, yeah.
And I don't think in our lifetime that there are too many R&B songs that were written and become like standard and that will live for, I think, hundreds of years.
And go into what is called the American Songbook.
Yeah.
That's the song you audition with.
Yes.
The song you do Joy Night with.
Yes. A lot of talent show songs.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of talent shows.
Yeah, great album.
Stevie Wonder, Inner Vision. I think we've talked about this before. It just seemed like Stevie went into the basement and just did song after song after song. And they just kind of like, it was like, just kind of melded into each other.
By itself, it sounded like he was in the zone for a weekend and came out with Golden Lady,
right?
Higher Ground.
And it was, it's perfectly imperfect.
Yeah.
Like when he's doing his backgrounds, the vocals aren't cutting off at the same time.
Yes.
That's some of the little things that we kind of like go crazy over when we're in the studio trying to make the music. Make sure that all your oohs stop at the same time. And he's just singing. It's just, it's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Anita Baker, Rapture. How many singles are on that, John?
Man.
Amazing. All of
them. She has so many. They was making them singles, just playing them.
It's just
like they played the whole album on the radio.
Yeah. As I Am, Alicia Keys. And 112 by 112. I don't care. I don't care.
I knew you would lose me.
112. 112 by 112. Because when they sang that song to the back then Puff Daddy, to be young, black, and gifted.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing R&B writing and singing right there, my friend.
Good God almighty.
All right, here, you ready for my mentionables?
Yes.
My honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Lemonade, Beyonce.
Okay.
Hadley, Street Dreams, Solange. My Life, Mary J. Blige.
Ooh.
Lovers Rock, Sade. And 2020, Justin Timberlake. I don't care. He stole Genuine's career, and he made a fantastic R&B album.
That double agent.
He made a fantastic R&B album with the assistance of Timberland and what's my guy? Pharrell.
Yeah. Let me shoot mine out.
Yeah, give them to me.
My Life, Gratitude by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a 3-for-1. What's going on? Let's Get It On and I Want You by Marvin Gaye. I couldn't decide. It depends what day you catch me. Inner Visions by Stevie. Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. And my mentionables, As I Am, Alicia Keys, Baduism.
Yeah.
Never Too Much. The 411 guy.
The 411.
First guy album.
The
Rapture. And Brown Sugar.
That's like, you just named like 15 albums.
I thought we was on 10.
Yeah, but you did like 15, bro.
I got like 18 more.
you're insane. Oh my gosh.
But my favorite is probably... Gratitude, because my favorite song, Can't Hide Love's on there.
Can't Hide Love. How's that go?
Can't Hide Love.
Oh, Can't Hide Love.
Yeah. That Inner Vision's probably my favorite two R&B albums.
Didn't Bilal redo Can't Hide Love?
Ooh, him. Yeah, if y'all never heard that and y'all love Bilal, Google YouTube The Randy Watson Project. Questlove put a project together called The Randy Watson Project, and man, they did Can't Hide Love. They took that thing to the next level. Let us know what your lists are.
Yeah, I guess
live listeners.
Let us know on Facebook and Instagram because we are running out of time, friends.
And we got to hear a word from our sponsor.
We do. We have. Thank God for the sponsors.
Yes.
We have a word from our sponsor, ChurchSite.
Do you have trouble keeping track of your church members' personal information? Do you have trouble using a spreadsheet to keep track of which church members gave tithes and offerings on which Sunday morning service? If so, let me tell you about an online secure application called ChurchSite. ChurchSite is an application that was developed by innovative solutions and technology that helps churches manage their members' information. Affordable, easy to use, and compatible with modern browsers, ChurchSite will help manage your members' information, keep track of members' contributions, create reports, and so much more. Visit www.isol-tech.com/demoproducts.aspx That's www.isol-tech.com/demoproducts.aspx today for a free 30-day trial of ChurchSight.
And we're back. The Briz and Rashad Experience. Shout out to Hank Lewis, who's on the Facebook Live. Who'd he say? Teddy Pendergrass?
Al Green, OJs, Gladys Knight, and Michael Jackson. And I think we often forget that Michael Jackson really is an R&B artist.
Yeah.
His music was popular.
Yeah. And shout out to bringing Teddy P. Life is a Song Worth Singing. Fantastic album. And Al Green, I'm Still in Love with You. He's got his legs crossed with a white suit, black socks on a wicker chair. Fantastic album.
Fantastic album. Yeah. You know who else has a fantastic album?
Who?
I do.
Yes, you do, girl.
But you know, I'm not here to toot my own horn.
Yes, we are. Someone should do it for you.
And I won't toot my own horn.
Is that Darnell? Is Darnell?
Yeah, it's Darnell Miller. Is watching. I really do. I enjoy the music that happens on the radio, but I really miss what used to happen.
Yeah.
Like I said,
and
the
diversity of it all.
The diversity, right. I think the music is so monotone. Not
homogenized.
Not literally, but it just all sounds so similar.
Yeah.
And I think we do ourselves a disservice as humans when we do this, when we all become one kind of thing.
Yep.
I don't know why we do this.
Mm-hmm.
Our top fives really could go on and on. There's so much super fantastic R&B out there, old and especially, and a little bit of new. And I'm sure there's plenty of new artists that we're missing who don't get their radio play.
Yeah.
But again, you guys can let us know who those artists are so we can find out. Be on the lookout for Sade's new album. I'm not sure exactly when it's coming out.
Ox.
But they say it's coming out.
You
know who we didn't mention?
Who?
Usher.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Ought to be ashamed.
Confessions was probably the last big, it went diamond, meaning so to me, the last big R&B album.
Because is Beyonce not considered R&B?
She didn't sell as much as he sold on that.
I need to see the numbers. Okay, guys, seriously though, we ran out of time.
Check us out this time next week, the Briz and Rashad Experience.
Bye-bye.